one key on the keyboard. That's it.
I know. I don't want to do it, though. I just don't want to do it. I know. It's simple, simple. But I don't want to do it.
Well, it's only good if you don't like commercials and ads. It's nice. If you don't like ads, then if you do that, you can eliminate the ads.
Yeah. Well, I'll do it. I mean, I'll figure it out tomorrow. And I'll give you a report on it. But I won't say anything over the air like, hey, everybody. I'll just say, hey, it worked. And you'll know what I mean.
Yeah, better not advertise it. YouTube might not like me too much.
Yeah, you could get into trouble somehow. But or they'll put in some kind of a scramble deal so it won't work.
Yeah, they don't like hackers messing around with things. But this is harmless.
Well, I don't know. They put the ads on so they make money. So they're going to be making less money.
Yeah, it would be as simple as that. Loss of income. That might not make them too happy.
Revenue. Yes. Stealing.
Ah, that's the key word. Revenue. Yeah, revenue. Have to think about that one.
To call up Perry Mason.
Oh, yeah, he will take care of business. He'll handle these matters.
Have to call a lawyer to get the best in town. Perry Mason. Mr. Mason, well, I don't know. I'm very busy.
Somebody who knows what he's doing. Or Ironsides, maybe.
Yeah, Fat Boy.
Mr. Big.
In a wheelchair yet.
Yeah. Hope he had good suspension and strong axles. Handle the weight.
Wasn't there a movie where somebody was taking a person on a dock at a lake, and they were wheeling them out, and just kind of took them to the end and just wheeled them right into the water. And he went glug, glug, glug.
Ah, that's called taking a long walk off of a short pier.
I don't know. What was that movie? It was a psychotic thing. I think the guy was killing his wife or something. I don't know.
They didn't have to fit him with cement shoes.
No. Just wheeled her over. Or maybe it was an old man. I can't remember now. Right into the water. Globe, then you saw the bubbles come up.
Yeah. Down to the bottom of the river. And then have communion with the sturgeons.
I think there might have been another station there. Anybody got a comment? Know the movie?
The Sturgeon General.
Sturgeon, yeah, the sturgeon.
Well, those are in the river. I don't think they have sturgeons in lakes. They like rivers and moving water. Yeah, the Sturgeon General.
Yeah, they're kind of like a catfish. They're a bottom feeding. The Red River in Winnipeg, we used to fish them all the time when I was young. Just go down to the Red River. Toss in a line with a worm on the end and you got a fish. It was fun. You catch them all the time.
Oh, yeah. They're found in the Fraser River locally here, and arms of the Fraser. Oh, yeah, sturgeon country.
So, yeah, the mosquito drones are pretty cool. That's interesting.
Oh, yeah. You got that picture and the printing that was on the picture. If you noticed closely, it was carrying something called an RFID chip. If they wanted to insert chips into people, they could do that while they're sleeping.
That's too much. Well, I wonder, yeah, I guess it's, they've got these things, right?
Did I hear Art Bell on here a second ago?
Yep. It's on every night. 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my God, is it really still on? Where do you listen to that, Victor Echo 7, Uniform Julie, Mike must identify.
Those are repeats.
Nope.
Repeats,
George Norrie took over from Art Bell, and he's live, as it happens, on the...
Oh, Norrie, yeah, he's live, right?
Totally. Every night, 10 o'clock till 2 in the morning. And then sometimes it gets repeated after 2 o'clock, so it'd be 2 till 3, 4, 5 in the morning.
What is this, AM radio?
Oh, he's on FM too. Coast to Coast AM on FM. Yeah, he's on KIRO FM 97.1 in Seattle, which I pick up. They are very strong up here. And on the AM dial... KFBK 1530 in Sacramento comes in quite strong on the AM radio.
Does he still do like Art Bell, like talk about all kinds of crazy stuff? And
oh, totally. Oh yeah, of course. Sasquatches, UFOs, ghosts, ancient civilizations, unsolved mysteries, all that kind of stuff that people like to listen to late at night.
How about local stations
yes,
here? That
was
you
one
pick
of
them up on any of the local.
Listening to that, I'm like,
I know we don't have NW98 anymore.
Yeah, the aliens there. I think the blue light, and I saw it, and it came down when I was in the pit stop.
Oh,
CKNW. They were on 980, but they moved. They are now at 730 on the dial, and the transmitter is in Burns Bog.
Okay.
Burns Bog.
So I should be able to pick them up on
that fire?
Approximately 700 kilohertz, right? AM.
CKLG 73's old frequency, 730 on the AM dial. That's where they are now found. It used to be on 980, but that frequency is now clear in this area, blank. It used to be in Port Kells with a four-tower array at 176th Street and 88th Avenue on the northeast corner. It's now occupied by 600 AM CKSP.
And I'm trying to get my as many radio station apps on my cell phone as I can so I can listen to radio... open line radio, news, whatever, live on the cell phone. And I heard that there's a cell phone out that actually is a ham radio. It has that feature in it.
Oh,
yeah,
my goodness. Whatever you do, don't go to AliExpress. There's full of them. It's full of them.
Have you seen it?
Echo Link.
Yeah, COJ, there's a whole bunch of different types of platforms where it looks like a cell phone. It just has an antenna. It's kind of a stubby antenna. There's all different ones, and they have, like, DMR ones. Yeah, just stay off of Alibaba or AliExpress. It's just full of them.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I guess it's kind of like a...
Yeah, brother, I went down that rabbit
like
hole.
Bang Radio
horrible.
Fad. Cheap. But, hey, fun.
Well, it's not so much as cheap. What my problem was, so I wanted the Baofeng DMR radio, the DM32. Well, they make a UV32 Baofeng that's exactly, they look exactly the same. So I went and ordered the UV32 thinking I was getting the DM32. So I had to order the DM32 when I realized I got the wrong one. So I think they plan it this way, and they make the website kind of like all confusing, and it all looks the same, and you think you're ordering one, you get the other. Anyways, somebody at the club's getting a new radio tomorrow, because I ordered two of them.
Oh, well. They're not that expensive, though, eh? Or are they? How much are they?
It was like $89 or something, but I mean, if you want the DMR one here, it's like $200. Like, yeah, you get deals, but I've heard horror stories. Touch wood, I haven't had a problem with them. But yeah, I'm addicted to that site. Don't go look at it, please. Just worry about the RFID mosquitoes. Just don't go to AliExpress.
Don't go to AliExpress. Okay. I will not go to AliExpress. Write that down.
Yeah, I can hear you typing on the keys.
Everybody who's listening now is writing that down. AliExpress. Don't go there.
Yeah, and it only gets worse the more he starts snooping around in there. Because it learns you, it's like, oh, look, he's looking at radios, oh, look, he's looking at this, and it starts like, really get to know you, man.
But, hey, I like that kind of stuff. I like new things, new gadgets, new technologies. It's great. The Chinese, they come up with stuff, and then they put it on, it's pretty good. I mean, I like my little Baofeng, the Tri-Bander. Does T20, the T20 band works great.
Comment.
Amazon.
Go ahead, comment.
KK7 Yankee Tango Papa. I seem to have lost my offset on this repeater a little earlier, so I was just making sure I was back in line here. Thank you. Sorry for pardon the interruption. KK7 Yankee Tango Papa. Greg here in Mount Vernon.
Oh, Greg, you're fam, man. You're family. You can stick around and come in and out. Yeah, brother, how you doing?
Oh, real good. Nope, survived Christmas, survived all the floods, and so we're just kind of enjoying again working on the car out there and getting ready for the New Year's. Yeah, so... yeah, this is KK7YTP.
Right on. What were you doing? What car are you working on?
We have a 67 Mustang that I've been working on for way too long.
Oh, yeah. That's when they made cars. 67, 68, the fastback. Oh, yes. Gotta love the Mustang. Fine choice of cars, sir.
Well, it was a car that just kept on hanging around and hanging around and hanging around. Went through a couple divorces and, Anyway, I ended up with it.
Awesome. Well, that one deserves a lot of love. They don't make cars like they did back then, you know? Like, damn. Yeah, they're styling cars. Nice choice.
Yeah, real good, fellas. All right, I'm going to let you guys get back. I just like to, you know, I'd like...